It's 8:50, and time now for our first look at the commodity markets for this Thursday morning. With our pre-opening report, sitting in for Dave Dickey is Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Cash hog prices today are called mostly steady, with some firmer undertones seen in the Western Corn Belt on buying interest for Saturday. Market analysts said livestock dealers both say that some plants are still buying for the early weekend deliveries to fill what's expected to be a very large weekend slaughter. Estimates are mostly from 210,000 to 220 head, but a few have come in as high as 230,000. Peoria's called steady today. They say buying for Saturday should hold prices steady, and the market is below the western locations. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, Wednesday, October 3rd, negotiated swine purchases were 16,223. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 44 even to 58 even. The weighted average was 52.78. That was down 52 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts in the East sold from 34.57 to 45.50. The weighted average was 43.08. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 14,476. The base price range was 43.75 to 58.70. The weighted average was 56.14, down 21 from Tuesday, 21 cents. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 35.80 to 47 even. The weighted average was 44.51.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
But an up-trading night overnight, especially in the wheat on the boards of trade. We'll take a look at overnight numbers and get a pre-opening call from Ellen Dearden in Morton. First, a look at our growing areas weather for today. Here is EM580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom. And we do have an extraordinary weather pattern over the United States setting up as unseasonably warm to hot weather will continue over the eastern half to two-thirds of the nation here over the next several days and become more accentuated as right now we have a generally what we call zonal flow, west to east flow in the upper atmosphere, and a trough of low pressure is going to start to dig into the western portion of the U.S., and that would be cooler air digging southward, and that's going to help amplify a ridge of high pressure from the central plains eastward in the U.S., and that's going to accentuate the already warmer-than-average weather that we're having. So some extremes are going to be out there temperature-wise for a while. It will turn colder out in the Rocky Mountains of Pacific Northwest, and it will turn even warmer in the Midwest and Delta and Southeast. So through the weekend, we're going to have summer weather, which is quite unusual for October. And when I say summer weather, I mean even the low temperatures at night holding in the 60s and afternoon high temperatures on a daily basis in the 80s around here. And it doesn't matter where you are in Illinois and Indiana, you're going to experience those 80s. They're going to be everywhere. In fact, a couple places may hit 90. We're probably going to be getting several reports this weekend of record high temperatures. And of course, this is generally favorable weather for harvesting. We will have a little moisture coming up from the Gulf of Mexico that could trigger some spotty showers in Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio tomorrow, and a few could linger in Kentucky and Ohio on Saturday. But by and large, over the next several days, little if any rain is going to be falling over the Midwest Corn Belt area. With the exception of the Northwest Belt, that will start to turn a bit wetter as we get into the latter part of the weekend and early next week. And eventually some cooler air will have to get in here. And with that transition, it could turn a bit wetter during the early to middle part of next week. Now, it is a little hard to make precise forecast on the timing because when you get one of these big troughs out west and the ridge in the east, sometimes that persists for a while. And so as we go out in time, everything kind of slows down. So right now we're not looking at rain entering Illinois on a widespread basis until Monday at the earliest, but there is the potential it could slow down even more than that. And the best chance of rain and harvest delays and all will come to the northwestern Midwest. There will just be plenty of open weather for Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. And even for those western areas, the next few days are going to be good. They'll just get the wetter weather a little bit sooner. And the Delta and Southeast, same thing. It's going to be generally dry and warm. Of Of course, we have to watch the tropics with this very quiet weather pattern. When you have high pressure aloft, that tends to mean there's very little in the way of upper air wind. And hurricanes actually feed off of light winds aloft. So tropical systems could form over very warm water with very little in the way of wind shear above, which is completely different than the storms we get around here typically, where wind shear actually aids in the development of big storms, but in the tropics it doesn't. So for the Delta and Southeast, that's the one thing we have to watch as we go out more than a week, if something maybe would develop in the Gulf and move inland with some wet weather. But right now that's not the big issue. Of course, the big issue is really looking at South America. So I want to spend the remaining moments on that. And I'll tell you that basically nothing really new to report from what we've said the last few days. In Argentina, they're going to have occasional showers, and that's going to keep the soil moisture in good shape for the heading wheat across Argentina, and also keep the soils in decent shape for the planting of corn and soybeans. And they've had some open weather in between for field work. And in Brazil, wet weather is needed. It's not expected over the next week in northern Brazil. Typically, middle to later October is when the wet season starts. And if it doesn't start on time, there could be a delay in planting there. There is a La Nina in the Pacific Ocean that tends to lead to a better chance of rain in the northern production areas of Brazil as we get into later October and November. So we'll see how it pans out, but it's still dry there. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Thanks, Ed. Overnight trade now in Kansas City. December wheat opened at 9.28¾, up a penny and 3/4. Last traded up 15 cents. March opened at 9.34½, up 1½. Last trade up 18½. December wheat in Chicago opened at 9.39 overnight, up 12. Last trade up 14. The March at 9.38, up 12½. Last trade up 14½. May wheat opened at 8.56¾, up 10¾. Last traded up 19. The July wheat for next year at 6.70 on the open, down 2½, last traded up 5. December corn is opened overnight, rather, at 3.46, up 1½, last trade up 4¼. March, 3.62, up 1, last trade up 4. May, 3.71½, unchanged, last trade up 1¾. July corn for next year, 3.80¾, unchanged, last trade up 4¾. The soybean complex, November, opened overnight at 9.51¼, up a quarter, last traded up 3½ cents. January, 9.69, down a quarter, last trade up 3½. March, 9.81, down a quarter, last trade up 3. May beans, 9.89, up 5½, last trade up 4¼. And July opened overnight at 9.82½, down 8½, last trade up 4. October soybean meal opened at 265.20, down 90, last trade down 90. December 272.20, up 40, last trade up 1 even. And December bean oil, 38.70, unchanged on the open, last trade up 20. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Tom.
Looks like we've got a pretty strong wheat market again today.
Yeah, we sure do. We came out with export bookings this morning just shy of 59 million bushel. That's, you know, really outstanding. We're outpacing the year-to-year total. We're up about 3-1 compared to a year ago. We're just 20 cents from all-time highs, but I think we'll take a shot at looking at that area being up 10 to 15 at the outset this morning.
Now, the corn and beans, some people are looking at a higher open despite any harvest pressure that's going on.
Yeah, I think we will. We'll be lackluster compared to the wheat, but the corn, I think, will be up a penny, maybe as much as 4 or 5 cents. Technically, there's a lot of trouble on December corn in that 351, 353 range. I think we'll try to test that today. Bargain hunters are out there, and processors are having a little bit of trouble getting corn bought. I noticed this morning that Blair's Cargill plant in eastern Nebraska was offering to take high moisture corn up to 17.5% with no dock.
Now, in the bean pit, looks like some more reports of dwindling stocks that may be keeping the market up today.
Yeah, and also talk about a developing La Nina could bring moisture to the northern part of Brazil, but not the southern part. We'll be up 2 to 5 cents this morning.
All right. Recap your calls again.
Looking at the corn up a penny to 4 or 5 cents. On the beans up 2 to 5. Wheat up a dime to 15.
Thanks for your time, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. And we're approaching 9 o'clock. Our next report is the opening commodity report at 9:49. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.